Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his joyful noise is disturbing my mom. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in our late 20s and in our prime sexually. I have one child and we agreed that one is more than enough. We have the same sex drive and we have a lot of sex, usually wherever we are in the house or outside of the house. Yes, we get it on in the car just for the excitement of it. We even caught our neighbors watching us before, so now we make sure we pull into the garage before I start pleasuring my husband. We've calmed down a bit, especially since my mother is staying at our house temporarily. She put an air mattress in our home office, which is right next to our bedroom. The first night she stayed with us, I begged my husband to be quieter while we were intimate. He said that my mom has a younger boyfriend, so she knows what's up. The next morning, my mother told my husband that she heard him making crazy sounds around 1 a.m. He said he was making a joyful noise. My mother has a lot of freak in her, but she's also the secretary at church and very religious. She told my husband that was blasphemy and not to ever speak to her like that again. Night after night, my husband has gone out of his way to be as loud as he could be, and he said my mother can get out if she doesn't like it. I have to side with my husband on this because my mother had all kinds of men around when I was growing up, and I heard all of her joyful noises. Yesterday, once again, my mother said we need to keep the noise down when we're intimate. My husband said it's time for her to leave. Her house is still being repaired, so what do I do? Should I put my mom out or stop pleasuring my husband? Okay, I mean, you know you can't put your mom out. I mean, that's your mother, period. You're not going to do that. And of course, you and your husband are not going to do what you're doing. You're not going to stop being intimate. You're not going to stop making these noises. But what you can do is just tell your mom respectfully that she's overstepping, that your husband was just kidding and definitely not blaspheming. That's a serious charge, blasphemy. Tell her that he's feeling some kind of way now about her judging him in his own house, and he's thinking about asking her to leave. All right, remember, she's a guest. That should shake her up just a bit. It should shake her a bit, but she'll get over it. I know you don't want him to put her out, and she doesn't want to get out. You know, she doesn't have anywhere to go right now. Her home is being repaired. So I say, if you guys have another room, you have another space in your house away from your bedroom, move your mom's air mattress and her stuff in there. That way she'll know you guys mean business. business. You're not kidding about this, but you still moved her. All right. Once she settled into her new room and everything, then you and your man can make as much noise as you want without anyone, namely your mom, having anything to say about it. She's out of line. Mom is. Steve?
Yeah, this letter right here, I don't really care about this letter at all. I'm going to try to put my heart in it, but it's not there. I just want to say before I read this letter, I don't care. And really have no desire to help these people, nor do I have a willing spirit to provide an answer for any of this, because it's one of those letters that I just don't care about. Well, here we go. His joyful noise is disturbing my mom. This 28-year-old couple got a high sex drive. They married. They do it everywhere. Everywhere. They in the house, outside the house. They get in the car just for the excitement of it. Then they caught their neighbors watching us before. So now we make sure we pull into the garage before I start pleasuring my husband. Well, let me explain to you what happened here. They were standing over there watching y'all. Now, what's going on at their house is probably not the same thing. They probably older. You know, they look on over there, great day in the morning. Now that dude over there, your husband is going, I know that's right. Oh, look at him. Now you probably sitting up there, the woman, this is disgusting. She just out here, all this in this car. Why can't they go in the house? So that's all that is right there. So we've calmed it down a bit, especially my mother staying at our house temporarily. They put an air mattress in your home office, which is right next to our bedroom. You're going to have to put your mom out there in the living room. Mm-hmm. I'm just, we got, Shirley said it best. You got to get this air mattress. You got to drive it somewhere. Put her bed up there by the front door. Got to get some space, because what y'all doing is, the first night she stayed with us, I begged my husband to be quieter while we were intimate. He said, my mom got a younger boyfriend, so she knows what's up. Okay, so the mama has a younger boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Now, this letter is starting to have some information in it that we need to focus on. My mom has a younger boyfriend, mm-hmm. So she knows what's up. Well, the next morning, my mother told my husband she heard him making crazy sounds around 1 a.m. He said he was making a joyful noise. I think that's a cute way to put it. Yeah. I was making a joyful noise. My mother has a lot of... Now, listen to this controversial statement. My mama got a lot of freak in her. I've never said that.
Ever.
I've never
no
said
one
that.
Ever.
Now, I don't know too many people that has ever said that. My mama got a lot of freak in her, but she's also the secretary of the church and very religious. Pump your brakes. Your mama got a lot of freak in her, but she's the secretary of the church and she's very religious. But she got a younger boyfriend. The hell we talking about here? This why this letter don't make no damn sense to me. We come back, I just tell you why I don't think it make no more sense. But that's it right there.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve. At 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject, his joyful noise is disturbing my mom. We'll get back into it right after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, his joyful noise is disturbing my mom.
This letter got some conflicts in it, and I found most of them, and here we go. 28-year-old married couple has a high sex drive. They have sex everywhere. They have sex out in the car till their neighbors busted them. Then they tried to calm it down. Now, especially since they mama done moved in with them. Y'all put an air mattress in the office right next to y'all's bedroom. That air mattress can't stay there. Mm-mm. You got to get that air mattress up there by that front door. Put that air mattress in there in that kitchen where she can get herself something to drink in the middle of the night.
Mm.
Got to get some weight. But you're going to have to put a hole in that air mattress. You got to get it away from y'all's door. First night she stayed with us, I begged my husband to be quieter while we were intimate. He said that his mom, this is important information, has a younger boyfriend, so she know what's up. Well, the next morning, your mother told your husband that he heard him making some crazy sounds at 1 a.m. Them wasn't crazy sounds. You know what them was. He said he was making a joyful noise. I think that's a very cute way to talk to your mother-in-law. I'm sorry, Mama. I was just making a joyful noise. Now, here's the part that I've never read. My mama has a lot of freak in her. Okay, hold up, though.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it?
I've never thought that about my mom. No. My mama got a lot of freak in her, but she's also the secretary of the church and very religious. Wait a minute. What? Your mama got a lot of freak in her. She the secretary of the church, and she very religious, but she got a younger boyfriend. Girl, bye. Ain't nobody studying nothing else in this letter. And I really don't give a damn what your mama say at this point. Because she ain't nothing but a walking, talking, contradictory statement. She told my husband that was blasphemy and not to ever speak to her like that again. Oh, because he said I was making a joyful noise. She said that's blasphemy. So the freak in her, the very religious with the younger boyfriend, that ain't blasphemy. Just the statement he made, joyful noise. Night after night, my husband has gone out of his way to be as loud as he could and say, my mom get out if she don't like it. Because the dog, he at his house. Now he extra loud. See, that's extra. Yeah. That's not a real sexy sign.
What is it again?
Hooga, hooga, hooga. Stuff like that. That right there. See, dog, you ain't got to do all that.
What is that?
Hooga, hooga, hooga. Hearing that just aggravating your mama. Your mama going crazy because they're freaking her.
Wow.
It's got her losing her mind. Zabba dabba do that. That right there. That ain't. To see, that's he doing too much now. Bop, bop, loop, bop, the bop, bop, blam. See, right there. Tootie fruit. That's no Richard. You know you ain't got to do all that.
Too much.
But that's what your husband is doing. And said she can get out if I have to like it. Then you said something profound. You said I have to side with my husband on this because my mother had all kinds of men around me when I was growing up, and I heard all of her joyful noises. Wow. Oh, that's why you say your mama got a lot of freaking.
This is different, isn't it?
Oh, but she the secretary of the church and she very religious. But see, now she judgmental. See, people get into church and all of a sudden forget where they, how they get saved and they forget what they got saved from. So now she judgmental. Yesterday, once again, my mother said we need to keep the noise down when we are intimate. My husband said it's time for her to leave. Her house is still being repaired. So what do I do? Should I put my mom out and stop pleasuring my husband? Your mama can go stay at the house while it's under repair.
Her own house.
I mean, we've all been in a house that has some repair work going on, Amy.
Yeah, that's one option.
Yeah, that's true.
Just go on up there. The workers is gone at night. Go on, go to bed. Then you ain't got to hear nothing. Unless you let your young boy work at that construction company that's repairing your house. Then he stay over late for some late night drilling.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. She the one said her mama got a lot of freak in her. I ain't never heard nobody say that about their mama.
About their mom, never.
Oh. I ain't never heard nobody say that about their mama.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. She said
man, if somebody said that about my mama, do you know?
Yeah.
But do you know that instant ass whooping we finna go through with each other? So here we go. I don't really care. This letter's wrapped for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on your husband's side. She don't like it. She need to get out. But all this coming in my house passing judgment after you done had all these men around your daughter when she was growing up. That's why your daughter think you got a lot of freaking and you got the young boyfriend, but you very religious and you the secretary at the church. Man, girl, bye. Ain't nobody studying you. But homeboy in there with all them extra noise. That right there is not necessary, dog.
Yes, it is.
That is over the top. You is just in there trying to piss off her mama now.
I love it. Yes.
That right there, dog.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.